Let's talk some Bengalla Group 21 with President of the Muswellbrook Rams, Hayden Fox. How you doing, Hayden?
Good, thanks, mate. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Looking forward to the new season?
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to the new season. Been a long pre-season. Got a couple of trials under the belt now, and I know myself and the boys are just ready to hook in.
Few changes for 2022, a new captain coach.
Yeah, Jayden Rosberg's come on board as the captain coach for 2022, and he brings a lot of high level experience from the Newcastle competition, and so far so good. A lot of the boys are very supportive of what he's trying to bring to the team, and like I said, so far so good.
I got to say, I think he's an inspired choice. I watched a few Rams games last year. He's a real lead from the front kind of a guy, you know, up there in the front row in the engine room. He doesn't take any prisoners, and I assume that's what he expects from the rest of the troops.
Yeah, 100%. He's sort of had that mentality since he's taken on in terms of the training and that sort of stuff, that, you know, it's easier for blokes to see what he does and copy that than necessarily listen to what he says and copy it. So he's definitely had that mentality in terms of the training and our first two trials leading from the front with his actions.
Any other new additions to the club this year?
Yeah, we've had a couple of boys that have come across from out Condobolin way, a couple of young fellas that have come across looking for a bit of a change of scenery, and to sort of get a new change of life, new work opportunities, and they've got a lot of talent in their football skills. So we've had three of those young fellas come across, and yep. From what we've seen of them in the trials, I think they're going to be very handy additions to our first grade squad.
You know, given where the Muswellbrook Rams were a few years ago, like not even having a first grade side, I got to say, I think everybody's very impressed what the club has managed to do. How are you guys feeling about it?
Yeah, we're feeling really good. There's a lot of positivity around the boys, and a lot of the boys are really buying into what, obviously, myself as president and Jayden Rosberg and Johnny Deacon, the two coaches of the squad, are trying to implement. And all the boys are getting on board, and hopefully that shows on the field.
It's not just the young fellas. You've got an old fella by the name of Peter Cooper who's rattling around in reserve grade, giving his all with his sons as well.
Yeah, Pete Cooper, he's... you'd have another 10 of him at the club if you could, taking on the treasurer's role, and like to still get on the park and mix it with the young fellas, and for him to be able to put on the jersey alongside his two sons is a pretty awesome achievement in itself.
Well, there is that. Also, I know he's done it specifically so he could get a few guys playing cricket in during the summer, of which I believe you were one of them too.
Yeah, that was part of the signed agreement there, that if he was to come aboard as treasurer, I had to roll the arm over a few times for the Brook Blue cricket squad this year.
I imagine that was a lot of fun too?
No, it was good fun, yeah. I don't mind the cricket, and it was good to get back around the boys and have a few beers on Saturday afternoon playing a bit of cricket.
Are you still playing for the Rams yourself this year?
Yeah, still going to try and get the body through another season. not getting any easier on the old body, but I sort of... obviously taking on the president role, and then after sort of getting amongst the boys, training and that sort of stuff, I think I'd find it very hard to sit on the sideline and watch. So try and get on the field and try and do my part to help get some wins for the club.
That's it. If Pete Cooper can do it at his age, anyone can, Hayden.
Yeah, that's exactly my mentality towards it. If he's 45 and can do it, and we've got a couple of other boys pushing 42 that can do it, I'm 28, there's probably no excuses for me.
None at all. None at all. Now, what's the expectation for 2022? A couple of good wins at the end of 2021 before the season got erupted by COVID. What's the hope for this year?
Yeah, I think our biggest thing with last year is I think you look back and you look at how our results paired out, and it probably didn't look like a very good season for us, but we our first grade squad was pretty hit by injuries early in the season, which took a lot of talent from reserve grade, which left reserve grade stranded, and it wasn't until sort of later in the year that we started getting those numbers back in terms of healthy troops on the park, and I think that started to show with some of our efforts, getting a couple of wins late in the year, and I know the boys, talking to them, that they're very keen that end of the year is a good sort of stepping stone into this year, and it's gone to show. Like, we've got a healthy squad after two trials. We've had no major injuries, and we've got the best part of 50 blokes registered and on the book. So in terms of our depth and our numbers, I hope that sort of leads to us being able to field strong squads throughout both grades this year.
Well, mate, the first shot gets fired next week for the Scanlan Shield. I'm sure you're hoping to put on a good show for the first opportunity, the traditional Scanlan Shield.
Yeah, 100%. The boys are, like I said, after two trials and some heavy tracks, working on those combinations. They're keen to get that first grade squad rolling out full strength against no other than the benchmark of the competition, Scone. So that's probably a good hit out for us to see where we're really at and what we've got to improve on and what we can work on leading into round one, which we take on Scone as well.
That's a fantastic attitude. Hayden Fox, good luck to yourself and the rest of the Muswellbrook Rams in season 2022. We will catch up and talk again on the Sideline View. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, mate.